Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and not only is this the last day of the membership drive, it's the last day of our Brown Bag Lunch Series. No excuses now. We've collected scads of recipes and tips for fixing your own lunches to save money or eat healthier as you go to work, and hopefully they won't get stolen out of the fridge. Kate McDonough, editor of thecitycook.com, helped us kick this project off last week, and she's back today to wrap it up along with Kathy Irway, who writes the blog Not Eating Out in New York. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
And Kate McDonough, what you helped us wrought, we've gotten a lot of blog pickup on this. People love that there's a listener collection of brown bag lunch alternatives, you know, outside of the peanut butter and jelly sandwich that's being put together on our site.
I've loved seeing the range of foods that people love to make and love to eat, the different strategies for how they pack it and carry it and assemble it. So it's been heartening to see the creativity that's out there and the appetites.
And Kathy Irway, welcome to the project.
Thanks so much.
This is a natural for you because your blog is all about having given up eating out, which you did completely for 2 years?
Yep, definitely.
What inspired that?
Well, I really enjoyed cooking, so that was the start. And then I decided that I was spending so much money eating out just socially, and I figured why not make this a fun creative project of sorts. So,
did that include bringing brown bag lunches to work? Did you have that kind of a job?
Yes, it was a necessity. So a lot of the times I'd make something at night and then bring the leftovers, but there was a lot of creative moments where you had to scramble too.
Give me a favorite recipe or two.
Lately, I've been doing something that's sort of like a roasted veggie medley of sorts, and it's really easy. You just turn on the oven to 400 degrees, so everything cooks really quick. You have some potatoes in there. You grab some seasonal veggies. Like lately, it's been carrots, parsnips, sometimes broccoli, kale, whatever, and it's all done. You don't need dressing like you would with fresh vegetables because it's really flavorful from the caramelization, and then it's all set.
And, Kate, one of the impediments to bringing your own lunch is the work. And I can hear the listeners thinking out there, oh, that sounds great, but do I really want to take that time?
You know, Brian, there's an expression that I know that I love, which is you can have it fast, you can have it good, or you can have it cheap. Pick two. And so I think when you're going to, whether it's cooking dinner or cooking, making your lunch, whether you're cooking it or assembling it, you have to say, all right, I'm going to spend time so I can so it can be better. Or I'm going to take time so it can be cheaper. And there are variables. And some days you'll spend a little more money, and some days you'll do a little more work.
And here's a little call-in that we could do along with this. The question is, have there been any unintended consequences of you brown bagging, good or bad? Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. When you bring your lunch, as opposed to eat out or order in, any unintended consequences? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Kathy, you have a long list of reasons not to eat out on your blog, including the book contract that resulted from your blogging, your experiment, I presume. But aren't there non-nutritional and non-financial reasons to go out to eat? Does bringing lunch result in more eating at your desk, working through lunch? We got one post from someone going as Gordon Gekko, that's a Greed is Good character from the movie Wall Street. He writes, lunch is for wimps. In other words, work through the day.
I see. Well, you know, I heard some earlier segments, and it's really important to get out there and just walk around, take a break from your desk, and I totally agree with that. Even if it's just doing errands, I go to the bank. I mean, lunch is for wimps? That's ridiculous.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Michael in Manhattan has an unintended consequence of brown bagging it. Hi, Michael.
Hello, Brian. I love your show. I just wanted to say that since I've been brown bagging it, I never get to go out and get fresh air. It's one of the best parts of the day is to break up your monotony, get out and get some fresh air, get some sunshine, sit down somewhere, eat your lunch. But if you're eating at your desk, you know, you walk into work and you don't see the sun until until the bell rings and you leave.
Kate, this guy needs an alternative.
Well, just because you bring your lunch doesn't mean you have to eat it in the office. And as the weather gets nicer, today is particularly balmy day for winter in New York. But as spring arrives and we get into the summer, it would be a good idea to take that lunch and bring it to a park. And
maybe we should rebrand it lunch and recess, because I know my fifth grader, they eat lunch and then they go out.
That's right. And it's a time when you can do errands in the middle of the day, but it is important to take a break. Maybe go to a museum.
Mary in New Jersey has an unintended consequence. Hi, Mary.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. What are the unintended consequences in staying unconnected socially?
Staying connected socially.
Or rather staying unconnected, because a lot of people still do go out to lunch.
Uh-huh, right. So that's another negative unintended consequence. What about that, Kathy? Was that a challenge for you when you decided no more eating out? Because eating out is a very social experience.
Right. That's what I thought at first, but as it went on, I realized that so many of my friends like potlucks, dinner parties, house parties, going to picnics, you know, going out to eat something that was homemade is a big part of my social life, at least.
Kate, when you looked at the posts, the scores and scores of posts mm-hmm. that we've gotten on our page with people's brown bag lunch ideas, were you surprised by any of them? And they ran the gamut from the very complicated recipes yes. that I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to make this for dinner, forget about lunch, and I could never possibly take the time to make this for lunch, to ramen and Spam, which I gather you're not a fan of.
I'm not. I think one of the things that surprised me is that it looks like your listeners tend to be pretty healthy eaters. So there are a lot of whole grains, which I think are great, not just because they taste terrific, because they travel well for the bringing it to work. So most of the lunches I saw were actually pretty appealing. The noodles and the Spam discouraged me only because here you've got cheap food that really isn't good for you. I mean, eating Spam is like eating a spoonful of salt, and ramen noodles can have a lot of trans fats in it. I see no way to get around the Spam problem, but with the ramen noodles, first of all, check the ingredients, the food
packet.
The food content, because some are better for you than others. Mm-hmm. And the other is, don't use that little spice pack, because it's also almost entirely salt and chemicals. Use the noodles, but put it in your own chicken broth or add it to a soup.
And one thing about ramen noodles, they often get the spices right. Did you ever try to make your own fish spicing for anything? But you could open it up from the little packet, and there it is. Vincent in Warren has an unintended consequences. Hi, Vince.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I've actually been losing weight because I'm eating a lot healthier. So it's pleasant.
There you go. Because when you bring your brown bag, as you were starting to say, Kate, you tend to be healthier.
And I think you more automatically control your portions. Where you go to a deli and get a sandwich, they can be really big, or the bread might be thicker than you normally would do for yourself when you're making your own sandwich.
Kathy Irway, did you have a favorite among the posts to our project? I know you were cruising them before.
Yes, I looked through them. I did see one that was by somebody, I think, named Dan, and it was saying that you should make a lot of different things over the weekend and try to put them together in different ways. I think you said, you know, I put together something in a creative or unpredictable way, and it turned out to be great. And I think that people shouldn't be afraid to experiment, and you don't have to make a dish that's a known, familiar entree. And
I think leftovers is actually my favorite meal to make.
Yeah.
Right? You go into your kitchen and, you know, your roommate might say, well, there's nothing there. And then you find a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and you figure out what can actually go together.
Yeah, and that's how a lot of our peasant foods were traditionally invented. Soups. Who would have thought of taking stuffed cabbage, you know, rolling something that was stale bread, bits of meat, and, you know, this is how foods are invented.
So. Here's one of my favorite posts from the whole project. A listener named Sarah wrote, one of my coworkers had the great idea to have a salad bar day. Everyone who wants to participate contributes a salad item, ranging from lettuce and tomatoes to olives, sliced meats, beans, and anything else one could possibly imagine. There's almost enough food for 2 days and sometimes even longer.
I think that it's really important as we go through this complicated economic time and we try to make changes in how we live our lives, that we don't feel hard done by. And if we can enjoy the food because of how we put it together or of how it tastes, that will take us a long distance, and then we'll continue to do it. Otherwise, we'll get discouraged, and we'll go back to the deli.
Kathy, you've been a dumpster diver, haven't you?
I've done a little bit of that, yeah.
What'd you find?
You can find anything. You can find packaged lettuce, like washed lettuce bags, cheese that's perfectly good, butter that's perfectly good, garlic.
And butter? You get butter out of I don't know. But I noticed that on your blog you include the full cost of your recipes, which brings up one of the questions that we got this week by a listener on the site who asked, is it really less expensive to bring in lunch than to buy it?
You would be blown away. It's really less expensive. A lot of people say, I go to the store and I spend so much, and then they ended up not knowing how to use leftovers, and that happens. But with a little experience, anyone can make something.
Kate, the listener, KM, wrote here, if you're not careful with planning and grocery shopping, making your lunch can become as expensive as buying it already made by someone else. As food prices have risen, the cost has gone up not just in restaurants and delis, but also in grocery stores.
That is absolutely true. And food prices were rising even before these last few months. They were rising not just for restaurants, but also for all of us shopping in the grocery store. So where you shop and buy your groceries can make a big difference as to what your food actually costs. So you need to compare items that you buy regularly, buy some in one store, others in another store. Also, don't rule out grocery shopping both where you live and where you work, because you might find that there are price advantages. I know you had one of your guests this week talking about the food deserts in New York. There are neighborhoods that don't have adequate grocery stores. So you might have better options and better prices where you work.
Kathy, we're just about out of time, but you did 2 years of no eating out. Did that end, and now you do it again?
I usually don't eat out just because I'm so used to it and I enjoy cooking still. But I do make special occasions. When it's somebody's birthday, I'll go out to a restaurant.
Kathy Irway writes the blog, Not Eating Out in New York. Kate McDonough is editor of thecitycook.com and helped us kick off this project. The project ends, but since it's online, it will live on, bookmark it, and maybe use the recipes from your fellow listeners the next time you need some inspiration to bring your lunch to work. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Make me some food, 'cause I wanna eat.